All right, where were we? I just like the way they said that straightforward like that. 1968 was also born of hopes, at least as much as discontents. It too was a revolution against the counter-revolution represented by the U.S. organization of its world hegemony as of 1945. It too, and this again is what made me, because he's changed his story, so angry at the economist Richard Wolff. The Richard Wolff spiel about how the reason why people in the U.S. Are having a hard time surviving now had nothing to do with Powers' organization of the world, his narrow focus on the U.S. quote-unquote economy. Anyway. It, too, was a revolution against the counter-revolution represented by the U.S. Don't worry, I'll edit all that out. the wonders of being able to... But you know what? I have to say, despite the fact that we're over time and I'm off track, but as I celebrate the wonders of being able to present a slicker finished product because I can edit out all my irrelevant sidetracks and clumsy verbiage and inarticulateness, and as brought to mind again something I've been meaning to say, which is that I'm beginning... And if there are any folks in Lakeport, a year or so ago, I was invited to participate in a morning show in this small town of Lakeport. And the man who invited me filmed me like, I mean, there was a 2 hours he filmed me the night before. We were kind of up late for my, it's hard for me to be up late these days. Filmed me in conversation with this man who was the coordinator of their Time Dollars project locally. And 2 hours. And then the show itself he filmed. And I thought, yes, give me some extra little, and it would have been a welcome addition to my endless celebration of Kandinsky, if it's possible to overdo Kandinsky, you could possibly make a case that I have. I don't think so, though. Anyway, they would have been welcome additions to the tools menu of the Nascent's website. And he said to me, I mean, it's not just this, believe me, there were numerous series of tells which led me to suspect afterwards that the whole thing was a little bit not all that it seemed to be. The invitation and the anyway, I asked him later, you know, oh, you'll share, and he said, oh yeah. And then he took a while to respond to my question about it. When he finally did, he said that, oh, none of it turned out. I wasn't clear on why, but none of it survived. It didn't come out. It was all gone. So that's like, you know, 2 hours the night before. The show itself was 2 hours. Wasn't it 2 hours almost? No, I was in the second half of a 2 hour, so it was an hour. None of it survived. And now I'm given my experience since, I have to wonder, and then thinking about what they did to poor Frances Fox Piven. You know, when they went and filmed her and then put up some phony little video, supposedly making her look bad. And then I remember once Googling Martin Bernal, and the first thing that came up was some photo of him that made him look like the mad scientist. You know, this is not by accident, my brothers and sisters. They spend a lot of time crafting popular opinion, what gets seen, what pops up first in the Google search, you know? So when I hear that 3 hours of footage of me just somehow disappears, given my experience out in the world today, you know, which again, I'm going to have to ask you to trust, is been surreal, utterly, utterly surreal. So I know that let's just say I'm hoping that footage never gets put to use by false folks, by Vampire's tribe, Plato's tribesmen.